Hello and welcome, history friends, patrons all, to this short update about what's going to be happening and when diplomacy fails for the next while. As the title of this episode suggests, I'm going to be telling you when The Age of Bismarck will be released, and if it wasn't obvious yet, I am extremely excited about this because I've been talking about The Age of Bismarck since I could really talk about Bismarck and since I could actually think of a Patreon series that would literally do everything on his life and times. It's been a long time coming, in other words, and I'm really excited to get into it. The Age of Bismarck will be covering Otto von Bismarck's life and times from 1864 onwards. And we go from 1864 because we've already done Bismarck Rise, which covered him from, well, when he was born until his first big victory in office, which was the Schleswig-Holstein crisis. Now, if you're at all aware of what I did for the PhD, and if you've listened to that PhD series, also available for patrons, by the way, you'll know we've looked quite a lot at Schleswig-Holstein, so I'm very happy to not talk about that crisis from 1864. If it's all the same to you, I think I've covered it enough times. In a weird way, though, I'm still kind of drawn to it, mostly because it doesn't get very much attention, and if it's mentioned in, say, a passing sentence in a textbook, most people don't understand it, or they don't really want to give it the attention it deserves as Bismarck's first triumph. But we've already seen Bismarck's first triumph, so we don't need to go over old ground. And that's why I'm really looking forward to The Age of Bismarck. I know I've actually covered the Austro-Prussian War and the Franco-Prussian War already. The Franco-Prussian War was the very first episode I did for this podcast all the way back in May 2012. It's since been remastered. And I also did some additional episodes looking at the kind of psychology behind Bismarck's ability to make France declare war on him and portray the whole thing as a defensive war in 1870. So do check that out. It's not like we've never covered any of this before. I just want to give it the proper detailed attention it deserves in this better format where I have more sources in front of me and I'm more able to actually parse them all out and bring you the best aspects of them to shape our narrative. So that's what The Age of Bismarck is and what it's going to be, but in terms of when it actually comes out, I finally have a release date for you. Thursday, the 19th of September 2024, is when this series will be launching. Now, I probably should clarify this, just in case you weren't aware. Because I've talked about The Age of Bismarck so much, you may not be aware of the fact that it's going to be a Patreon series, which means that unless you pledge $5 a month, you're not going to be able to listen to it. And I am sorry about that, because I know there is a lot of interest out there. However, if you haven't supported this podcast on Patreon before, or if you had thought about it but not, or even if you'd done so before and then left and then come back, then hopefully this will motivate you to do so. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, $5 isn't that much, or, oh, if you really love this podcast, then you know what to do, because that's just gross. And I've always kind of struggled with this whole idea of, like, give me money for something I enjoy doing, but you don't seem to mind too much, so in line with that, from the 19th of September, when Age of Bismarck is released, patrons at the $5 level will be able to access that series and, of course, the scripts to match. I'll be releasing the introduction episode for Age of Bismarck into the actual main feed so that you will be able to see for yourself from that description if, just in case I'm not doing it justice now, you'll be able to see from that description if it's something you'd be interested in. We also have the usual kind of pay and forget option if you wanted to buy a yearly membership or just a one-off year membership, then you'd be able to, on Patreon, get access to Age of Bismarck and everything else we've done, and maybe a year is long enough for you to access the geez, I mean, 40 plus hours of stuff that's already there, and it's growing, so it's a little bit less than it was because of 1956 being available to everyone, but there's still an awful lot of content there that you haven't heard before if you haven't signed up. So that's who Age of Bismarck will be available to, and we've also talked about what it's going to be about in case the name didn't give it away. And this series will be released on Thursdays. Thursday seems like a Bismarck day, I'm not really sure why. So it will be on Thursday, but it won't be every Thursday, because I have had this problem, and I've been reminded of this several times, but I have had this problem where I promise an awful lot because I'm feeling optimistic and generous and all this kind of thing, and I want to drum up excitement and enthusiasm, and then when the reality bites, it turns out doing all this stuff at once is actually a lot of work. So if you were to look at the Patreon page, again, this is relevant, I promise, but for the $5 level of support, it says that there'll be an hour of extra content. So these episodes will be clocking in at about 40 minutes or so. I've tried to keep the scripts fairly in line with that kind of standard of about 10 to 12 pages, which normally works out at about 30 to 45 minutes. So we're covered in that. But by that calculation, you'll see that two episodes a month is enough to fulfill the hour commitment, if that makes sense. This is a roundabout way of me saying the Age of Bismarck won't be released every single week. It'll be fortnightly. However, in saying that, because the Age of Bismarck launches on Thursday, the 19th of September, there'll be another episode the following week on Thursday, the 26th of September. And then there'll be another episode the following week after that on Thursday, the 3rd of October. But from the 3rd of October, it'll go back to fortnightly. That is to uphold my commitments to an hour of content for September, but it also means that we have a bit of momentum behind us when we revert back to the fortnightly kind of schedule. This makes things more manageable for me, but it does mean you'll have a glut of content at least at the very beginning anyway. Makes things more sustainable, so I won't be like dropping off in despair halfway through because I've committed too much and let you down. But yeah, that is the Age of Bismarck. We're going to be looking at Otto von Bismarck's life and career, and of course the incredible impact he made on Europe and on Germany as well from 1864 onwards. We'll probably carry it on right up to his death in 1898, just because forced exile, resentful Bismarck is quite entertaining. And that is when he wrote a lot of his memoirs and reflections, after all. So yeah, it's a new phase of the story from 1890, when he's dismissed by Wilhelm II, who wouldn't go on to do anything in particular and has no relevance, of course, to the July Crisis series we're currently doing. But I hope you're looking forward to that. As I said, feel free, if you want, to listen to those old episodes on Bismarck and Bismarck Rise in general to give you more of a feel, to get you in the mood for what is coming. I hope you're excited about it, because I know I've been talking about it long enough at this point. It's nice to finally put a date on it, and that is Thursday the 19th of September. So thank you very much for sticking with me over all these years. I think in, like, when I was originally doing 1956 in 2018, I was saying then about the Age of Bismarck, so 6 years late, not too great, but also at least it's finally on the way and you have your answer. But as the title of this episode also suggests, we're not just here to talk about Age of Bismarck. You might say that me bringing up Age of Bismarck and finally hammering down the details is a kind of way to sweeten you for what I'm about to tell you, but things are about to change with the July Crisis series. You see, when I initially conceived of this series, all the way back in, like, I think spring of this year or something, I had intended it to be, like, just ludicrously ambitious, because it's going to be my first big post-PhD project, etc., so I wanted it to make a big splash, and I figured, what better way to make a big splash than to replicate that day-by-day analysis I did for the original series. If you've been keeping up with the July Crisis, the current one, then you'll know I didn't end up doing that, and I announced as much that it just, the more details you find, the more in-depth you go with all the sources, you'll realize the actual challenge of setting it up in that way. So, say, following along all the major events like the blank check or the assassination or the delivery of the ultimatum or that kind of thing. It sounds great in practice, but when you actually look at it and you realize how much background detail you're going to have to do, it quickly didn't seem like something I would actually be capable of, and I didn't want to stress myself, so I picked what seemed at the time like a more manageable schedule, which involved 3 episodes a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm sure you've been dipping in and out at this point, but that was the idea, to make things more manageable for me. And I had this great plan of how it was going to resurrect the downloads and give me more notice. And I was also going to participate in discussions in the Facebook group and encourage engagement and everything. And if you've been alive and paying attention to what I've been doing, you'll probably be able to tell, haven't exactly done that. I've really kind of dropped the ball with engagement especially, and I do feel very bad about that, but there is a reason for it, and I telegraphed it earlier when I was launching this series, but yeah, things have been difficult here, guys, in my personal life and family life and everything. It's been a very difficult last 2 months. Anytime you have any kind of family emergencies like these, they, especially when they last a long while, it really starts to pull all the energy and enthusiasm out of you. And I've been kind of walking around like a zombie for the last month or so. A very stressed zombie for sure, but as usual, a lot of this is my own fault. If I hadn't set up such a ambitious 3 times a week release schedule, then we wouldn't be in this situation. But the long and short of it is, my dad went into hospital on, well, Father's Day for us, on the 17th of June, I believe it was, and he only came out of hospital, thank God, on the 15th of August. So he had a long time in there, and of course, while your dad is in hospital, you want to visit him, and the hospital is like an hour away from where I live, so all these things take time I can't spend at the desk, but come on, priorities. And also, they really do sap your energy and sap your morale. Things were looking pretty ropey for quite a while as well. We weren't sure if we were going to lose him or not. I mean, I don't want to go through all of the things that he suffered from, but I can tell you he had a stroke, sepsis, 2 open-heart surgeries, and somehow he's still in one piece. Dad's always been my hero, and he's contributed so much you might not even realize to this show, just by virtue of the fact that he's got a great eye for all those rare books that I always seem to have in my library. So yeah, it's really been hard for him, obviously, but also for the whole Twombly clan. And it's really been a team effort. We've all rallied to each other's side, and it's been great, and we're stronger than ever. And Dad is now convalescing at home, having left the hospital, and we're all very happy. But yeah, it's been a summer, guys. And even though this was on my radar, of course, because by the time we launched this series, he was already in hospital. Even though that was the case, I still had this naive notion that this wouldn't somehow affect my ability to do work. And it really, really has. So I've been fighting, struggling, I mean, treading water, like literally for the last few weeks. And that's why, if you're wondering why some episodes came out later in the day, they weren't as rigidly like on schedule as you might expect. I still made all the days, but you know what I mean, I'm sure, if you're keeping up with that kind of thing, then you would have noticed that I fell a little bit behind. And as I said earlier, in terms of like engagement or like any kind of marketing, it just seemed like, you know, when you know you have a list of things to do and you complete it, and there's just one thing left on that list, and you just cannot bring yourself, you just cannot face it. And that was what Facebook was for me. So yeah, it's been hard, but we are hopefully over the hardest part of it now, and now it's just about kind of convalescing and recovering. I should mention as well, just to pull back the curtain further, this has all been leading up to my sister who's getting married on the 20th of September. So obviously the big fear was that Dad wouldn't even make it, and then the fear was that he wouldn't be well enough for the wedding. So all these things swirling around in the background of Twomley family stuff. So I've always struggled with how kind of how open to be about all these things, but I feel like I need to explain why I'm doing what I'm about to do with the July crisis, and this is why. So hopefully you're somewhat sympathetic to me by now, but this is my way of justifying the fact that, look, things can't continue in the 3 times a week schedule we've had with the July crisis. It's just, I just don't have it in me anymore, and it's actively interfering with so many other aspects of my life now. I kind of forgot how long it took to record, and even though I'm not editing, thanks to my other sister Sarah for putting up with all of these episodes and struggling through like the rest of us, but sometimes when you're in a hole and you realize that your plan's not working, the only real option is to swallow your pride and admit that you need to change things up. So let's say how we're going to do that. And it's very simple, really. From the next Monday coming, the July crisis is going to revert to a weekly schedule. Now, I should say that this isn't exactly ideal, in my head at least. It's kind of a weird balance because the July crisis has been so detailed, more detailed than I, well, ever expected. Kind of went into this thinking, oh, I know all that happens. Sure, I've done this a decade ago and I did it for my master's as well. I'm completely on board with everything that happens. And no, in fact, it turns out if you return to a period of history with a new, fresh set of eyes, you start to find things that you didn't know about before and come across sources and all this kind of thing. So even doing what I normally do and going really in depth into periods of history, that meant that this series took longer to write than was expected. And add into that all the dad stuff, you have a recipe for things not being as smooth as you'd like. So when the regular release schedule starts to catch up with the scripts that you've researched and written, you're then in a difficult position because you want to give enough time and space to each of the days that we cover and each of the stories we encounter, but you also don't want to fall behind in the schedule, so you can either try and get things out as quickly as possible and skimp on quality, or you can say, look, here's the story, we need to take a step back so that we can properly have time for all of this. And I went with the latter, if that makes sense. I wanted to really do the July crisis justice, and this to me seems like the best way to do it. I mean, at this stage, by the time we go to the every Monday release schedule, and they're going to be released on Monday, the July crisis episodes, by the time we do that, we'll have reached the 24th of July. So it's not like I'm dropping this on you at the very beginning. You've hopefully got enough material now to keep you fed and watered, and at the very least, if you were overwhelmed by all the details, hopefully this will help you get to grips with them. My fear was that because it's so detailed and such an involved story, you might forget what happens week to week, but I mean, look, I can't do everything, so I can't control all eventualities. So I'm sure you're familiar with the sensation of saving a few episodes to binge so that you get them all at once. And I guess there's no reason why that can't be done with the July crisis. Again, makes me feel a bit icky because it's not what I wanted to do. And yeah, this is the third time that I've changed the planned release schedule for this series. But it's been said to me so many times, mostly by my wife, Saint Anna, that I tend to underestimate how much work something takes, and then I end up getting stressed and overwhelmed. And that is true with the July crisis. I mean, external events certainly had an impact on that, but I think I did underestimate how much I was going to want to really go in depth, and it wouldn't be possible or even desirable for me to do like any kind of surface analysis. And that's why the episodes that are going to come after the narrative, I'm almost as excited about them, because once we've clarified what happens and what I understand to happen, our episodes doing deeper analysis, I think you'll find them really rewarding. So this takes a lot of pressure off me. It means that the July crisis will last probably a bit longer than you were expecting. But to make it sustainable and to make it possible for me to do things in my life other than the July crisis, I think this is really, really necessary, to be honest. So hopefully you understand my justification for this. I should clarify as well, it's not like I've hired any staff. My sister is doing the editing, which I've always found to be the most tedious, but she's not doing any researching or writing. That's all me. And it does get a bit much after a while. With this pressure taken off me, I should be more in a mood to properly focus on the July Crisis and also the Age of Bismarck as well. Because that's why I announced that for the 19th of September. You see, this means that if you're a $5 patron, you'll be able to get those ad-free episodes of July Crisis and also get Age of Bismarck when it's coming out. Between those two series, you should have enough for you. My own inclinations, and I need to really learn from this, my own inclinations are to just kind of give you everything and give you so much that you kind of, I don't know, explode with historical joy or something. And I think I need to, like, recalibrate that way of thinking about this show, because rather than throwing everything at you and then running out of steam in a few months, it's clearly a better option to space things out a little bit and do what most normal history podcasters do and just have weekly episodes. How about that? Who would have thought that the regular default way of doing things is in fact the best way? In another life, would I love to be able to throw loads of episodes at you and also have multiple other podcasts? Sure, but the position I'm in now, coming into September of 2024, is not just needing to try and find a job, a more stable job than the few hours of lecturing I'm able to get every week, but also extracurricular activities, such as, for instance, making an academic article out of one of the chapters of my thesis. Like, I've always wanted to do that, and I never had time to get around to it. I'm also, as I said, trying to find a job, and with that comes all the time and energy involved in trying to do something so important. So I have, of course, been really appreciating the support you're giving to the show through Patreon, but it's not, at this point, it's not something I can base my full-time income off. So while it certainly helps, it takes some of the pressure off. I mean, it pays our rent, for goodness sake. It does mean that we don't quite have enough to feel comfortable. So with that in mind, finding this balance where the podcast is still going strong, the episodes are still releasing, the commitments are being made, but I'm not being extreme about it, and I'm making things a little bit more rational, which makes them a bit more manageable, which means I can have a life rather than just having a podcast. And yeah, I think pulling myself back from these extensive, over-the-top commitments, which you don't even expect anyway, and that's what I always have to be reminded of. Every time I come up with this, like, oh, there'll be X amount of episodes every week, the reaction I get is not necessarily, woohoo, look at all this content. It's kind of like, good lord, 3-hour-long episodes a week, that's kind of too much for me. I've got all this other stuff I have to listen to as well, and I'm a bit intimidated. So with all these things being true, I figured out this compromise. So in conclusion, from Monday the 26th of August, July Crisis episodes will be weekly. And from Thursday the 19th of September, The Age of Bismarck will be coming out. The first 3 episodes will be released each week. And after the 3rd of October, they'll be fortnightly. Hopefully that makes sense, and I hope you aren't too disappointed with our change in schedule. Hopefully if you are, it'll be made up for by Age of Bismarck, which I'm sure we're all extremely excited about. I want to say a huge thanks to all of you for listening to the July Crisis and for supporting this show. Although I just spent a long time talking about how stressful the podcast was, it was during a very difficult 2 months. It was one of the major escapes I had, and getting into this world and bringing forth all these different pieces of evidence and different characters and conflicts and all this kind of thing. It was a fantastic escape for me, and so necessary. I was able to switch off while learning about how these people destroyed the world 110 years ago. Most people wouldn't find that stress relieving, but I did, and I want to thank you for letting me have the opportunity to do that. Thank you for asking about future July Crisis topics, and thank you for telling me when you're enjoying the show. I got so many weird, misplaced emotions at the moment, everything from guilt to anxiety, and it's really nice to know that you're enjoying the show and that you're not in any way, you know, sick of the July Crisis or wish I'd do something different or bored with me or anything like that. So yeah, it's been great. And it's been a shaky time for me, but the podcast has been doing really, really well. I should specify that the downloads are up. My advertising revenue, sorry about the advertising, by the way, feeling like I have to apologize for everything, even though I've been told not to by so many people. Oh well, look, you're just going to have to put up with me. This is apparently who I am. So thanks very much for your patience and your support. And it's said so often that it feels like a cliche and just word vomit at this point, but I couldn't do this without you guys. I couldn't justify taking all this time to look at something that happened 110 years ago, let alone investing all this time into Otto von Bismarck's life and times. So you've made all this possible, and you should of course know that it doesn't take money to support this show. A simple email saying you've been enjoying it, wdfpodcast@hotmail.com, or just telling people who might be interested in the July Crisis or anything else we've ever done is really appreciated. I just looked over at the laptop now and it seems I've been rambling for half an hour. Hopefully I can cut this down and make it a bit more accessible for everyone. But yeah, these things needed to be said, and I actually feel a little bit better for getting it off my chest. Hopefully you won't be picking up the pitchforks anytime soon. I think the announcement of the Age of Bismarck is really exciting, and it's a real milestone that I finally be able to fulfill a promise that I made like six or seven years ago. So thank you for sticking with us until we could actually get around to it. That's really all I think I have to say. I could continue rambling for the next X amount of minutes, but let's leave it here. I just want to say again a huge thanks to all of you. I am Dr. Zach. You're a wonderful history friend. This has been a news episode. Maybe I'll call it State of the Podcast Address. I'm not really sure. Either way, thanks so much, and I'll be seeing you soon.